Five have a wonderful time.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. George is all alone.
I do think it's mean, said George fiercely. Why can't I go when the others do? I've had 2 weeks at home and haven't seen the others since school broke up. And now they're off for a wonderful fortnight and I'm not with them.
Don't be silly, George, said her mother. You can go as soon as that cold of yours is better.
It's better now, said George, scowling. Mother, you know it is.
That's enough, Georgina, said her father, looking up from his newspaper. This is the third breakfast time we've had this argument. Be quiet.
George would never answer anyone when she was called Georgina, so, much as she would have liked to say something back, she pursed up her mouth and looked away. Her mother laughed.
Oh, George, dear, don't look so terribly fierce. It was your own fault you got this cold. You would go and bathe and stay in far too long. And after all, it's only the third week in April.
I always bathe in April, said George sulkily.
I said be quiet,
said her father, banging down his paper on the table.
One more word from you, George, and you won't go to your three cousins at all.
Woof, said Timmy from under the table.
He didn't like it when anyone spoke angrily to George.
And don't you start arguing with me either.